This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Now, we've had these guys on the show before, but I don't think you had a chance to interact with them. I love what they're all about and looking forward to this conversation.
I am too. I was browsing through their website and just super excited about everything that they have to offer. And I think, you know, all the children in Atlanta should go.
Well, I hope they allow 47-year-old children.
Yes, I'm sure they do.
Okay, good. So let's welcome Stacy Lucas. She's the director of marketing for the Children's Museum of Atlanta. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Appreciate you making time to come back to the show and join us. I know you're awfully busy. Just launched another exhibit not too long ago, so I know you guys got a lot going on. So grateful for your time. Before we get into our conversation about the museum, take a few quick seconds. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Sure. Well, I am the Director of Marketing for Children's Museum of Atlanta. I have been working in nonprofit arts marketing for longer than I care to admit, about almost 25 years or so. I've worked with Atlanta Ballet, Dad's Garage Theater, some of the best arts organizations here in Atlanta, and I'm so happy to be at the Children's Museum now.
What Carol and I do for 25 years, we say 10 plus.
I'll remember that for next time.
Just for future reference.
That's funny. Well, tell us a little bit more about the Children's Museum of Atlanta.
Sure. We're located downtown Atlanta, across the street from Centennial Olympic Park in Museum Tower. Last year in December 2015, actually, I guess 2 years ago now, reopened the museum after an extensive renovation. So we closed the museum for a few months. We did about an $8.2 million renovation.
Wow.
With brand new exhibits, a lot more science. We just upgraded everything. We added a great new exhibit called Gateway to the World, where kids can climb to the center of the earth. They can play on different continent tables. They can shoot rockets. And we added a mezzanine that's called Step Up to Science, where kids can do hands-on interactive science exhibits.
How fun is that?
You know, Carol, my favorite part of the show is the Atlanta segment, where we get to just shed some light on these amazing things. There's so many people in Atlanta that just don't know about this, you know, and so I'm so glad that we get a chance to help spread that word. So, well, I could talk to you for an hour about the renovation, but so walk us through some of the key permanent exhibits.
Sure. We focus on the whole child. So we really gear our activities to children ages 9 and under and their caregivers and parents. And we have several permanent exhibits. One of my favorite ones is Fundamentally Food. Kids learn from farm to table.
Mm.
So they can start out at the farm. They can milk a cow.
Nice.
They can pick vegetables. Then they can move to the grocery store. They can shop in these little tiny shopping carts that are just too adorable. And then they end up in our diner, our cafe, where mom and dad can sit down at the counter and the kids can serve them up some steak and eggs and biscuits. It's all make-believe, of course, but that's all what we do as part of pretend play. So that is a really active part of the museum. We also have Let Your Creativity Flow, which has a giant paint wall. So how many times, you know, does a kid not want to paint on the wall? So at the museum, we say, please come and paint on the wall. We have an art studio where they do great interactive art displays. We're going to be introducing sewing as well to that.
Wow.
So that's going to be fun, talking about quilting and things like that in the future. And then one of the best things about the museum is the ball machine, and that's part of Tools for Solution. When you walk in, it is a giant machine with levers and pulleys, and the kids learn about the six simple machines, and they will spend hours just moving balls from one end of the museum to the other, and it's colorful, and it's fun, and it's really hard to get kids to even move away from that to experience the rest of it. It's such a wow factor when they walk in.
That's so cool. And I guess it brings me back to, what do you have to offer for 47-year-old kids?
Well, I hope these are all available to that age bracket, because, you know, you get in a classroom setting and it is what it is, and you got 20, 30, 35 kids in there, and it's just a different, but when you can get them to be hands-on on these things, that's when education comes alive. That's what's so exciting about this, right?
Exactly. Everything that we do at the museum, from our exhibits to our workshops to our special programs, are all hands-on interactive. We are a leader in informal learning, is what we call it. So it's basically, you know, what the kids don't learn necessarily in a traditional school setting. It's when it's the free play. It's the breaking down the walls, letting them explore, letting them make mistakes, letting them learn from their mistakes, and really encouraging them to follow their own lead and to follow their imagination.
Mm-hmm. We can give a kid a book on food. Or you can have them actually milk a cow and pick vegetables.
That makes
when,
a difference.
That's when they begin to really understand what this is about, you know, and boy, how much work do we need to do to educate our children on proper eating and all that? Oh, goodness gracious. All right, that's good stuff. All right, Stacy, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Stacy Lucas with the Children's Museum of Atlanta.
So there's so much to do there just with the permanent exhibits, but let's talk about some of the different programs you offer.
Sure. We do daily programming every day. You can come in and there is always something different. So we do everything from what we call a mini musical. We have a group of educators / actors, and they perform musicals that have themes that are relevant to what's going on in the museum. Story time, interactive music and movement where we get the kids on their feet. And then we do a lot of cultural celebrations and where we bring in artists from different cultures. And we do days where we just celebrate different holidays and just have fun. So even beyond the exhibits, there's always programs that you can participate in and get moving and learn from.
Can I just come and hang out there and not actually go to school? I mean, I think this would be, I almost feel like this would be better education for our children, just to be able to be hands-on and I don't know.
We do offer a great field trip program. So.
Well, we should probably ask you about that. In fact, this is as good a chance. I mean, walk us through how that works.
So we have schools and daycares, camps in the summertime who come, and we do educator-led programs through the different permanent exhibits where the kids really get to explore all the different aspects. We also have one particular field trip that is STEM oriented. Mm-hmm. Offer those on Tuesday. And really, it's helping the teachers bring what they are learning in the classroom alive through a really meaningful way that's going to resonate with the children, and the teachers can bring it back and use it again in the classroom. We'll also travel to your classroom if you can't get it down downtown Atlanta. So we have some great programs, and we really just want to help educators bring the learning to life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So then you may have already touched on it, but there was a new exhibit late January that was unveiled. So what was that one all about?
It's a blast. It is so much fun. Kids are loving it. Parents are loving it. It's called From Here to There. It's all about the science behind travel. Cars and planes and trains are fun, but we also have a hoverboard. So kids can learn about air pressure and they can sit on the hoverboard and they're floating, and that's awesome. They can help put air in a hot air balloon and see what that takes to make a hot air balloon go up and down. Work with little boats and how canals work and water flow. So it is really, really fun. And it's all, again, hands-on, interactive. And the kids don't even know they're learning about science, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like so much fun. So all the different things you've told us about, what is the kind of one favorite exhibit or favorite, you know, don't miss that you would want our audience to know about?
I think my favorite thing to do is to go downstairs and watch two things. I love to watch the kids in the cafe, in the diner, because that is such imagination play at work. They give each other names. They have costumes. They're calling out orders. I mean, they're just adorable. My daughter, however, who is 10 years old, her favorite thing is the Build It Lab.
Ah.
And it's a makerspace. It's part of the Tools for Solution exhibit. And kids can go in and they can use real tools and they can make a woodworking project or something out of recycled materials. Ooh. And so she's 10, so she's a little bit older than our usual audience, but she still loves to come and sit in that lab and make stuff.
Well, the maker movement is hot right now.
Yeah, yeah.
So
it is.
It's really cool to encourage that. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, I think that's the future manufacturing job.
Definitely.
You're not going to be on some assembly line wearing overalls. You're going to be really hands-on making things. And I love the idea of instilling that spirit in the kids now.
It's really important. And, you know, there are studies, of course, that show that children that are allowed to use their hands and, again, make mistakes and celebrate their successes, they do, you know, better. Mm-hmm. As they grow older and these kind of jobs are more fitting for them.
Mm-hmm.
So interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is. I think we need to have our Christmas party there.
Yeah. Oh, that'd
be
fun.
Please
do. I imagine you can do things like that.
For all of the adults. Yeah.
We do. And we actually have a special event that's coming up in March called Amuse'em.
Oh.
And it is our big gala for the year. It's in the evenings. It's Saturday in March. And we invite grown-ups to come and be a kid for the night.
Ooh.
So it's the museum with an auction and maybe some adult beverages. No children allowed, but it's really a great way for adults to see what we're about and to really actually get to play in the museum. It's a ton of fun.
I might know some radio hosts that would like broadcast from
well,
there.
I know who you can talk to.
Just in case you're interested. So this all sounds great. Now, obviously, before we let you go, we'll have you walk us through all the rules and how you, hours and how do you get all that. But you do a lot of free days too, right? How does that
work?
We do.
We do. We like to, we are here for everyone. And so we like to break down as many boundaries as we can. So we do once a month, the second Tuesday of every month is called Target Free Second Tuesday, sponsored by Target. And we open the museum for free from 1 to 6 p.m. So we have extended hours that night. And that afternoon, it is free. First come, first serve. We also have discounts for free days for people past and present military. Mm. We have discounts for teachers. On the first Saturday every month, we do a autism spectrum morning where we open up early for families who need those services. And they are discounted tickets as well. So also, if you're a Fulton County resident, you can come to the exhibit the first day of every new exhibit free with your Fulton County ID.
Oh, that's nice. Oh,
very, very cool. Now, you said your annual gala, is that a fundraising
event? It is a fundraising event.
How do you guys generate revenue to run this amazing place?
I mean, we have the support of a lot of people. Of course, anyone who buys a ticket or a membership or books a birthday party. Then we also have our development team works very, very hard to solicit corporate support, foundation support, to support our programs. We do our Amuse'em benefit, and then we also do a golf tournament. So really, the Atlanta community has really stepped up to support what we're doing so we can keep ticket prices low and we can offer things like free days for the community.
Mm-hmm.
So what about ways for, you know, volunteers or companies to get involved?
We have a great volunteer program. You can come and work on the floor to interact with the children. You can do office work. All that information is on our website, as well as corporations who want to be aligned with our mission. They can certainly, we have donation, sponsorship opportunities, not only what happens in the museum, but the outreach that we do in the community as well.
Volunteer opportunities. In other words, how Todd gets in there and gets to play.
That's right.
All right. Well, Stacy, we're running low on time. Before we let you go, a couple of things. Should anyone have any questions of you, how can they find you? Where can they learn about ways to financially support the museum? And then finally, where can you get hours in operation and all that?
Sure. The best way to contact us is by visiting us on our website, childrensmuseumatlanta.org. All the information, if you're interested in corporate support or volunteering or purchasing tickets, it's very easy to find. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And our hours of operation are weekdays from 10 to 4 and weekends from 10 to 5. We are closed on Wednesday during the school year. We'll be open 7 days a week for the summer.
Got it. All right. Stacy Lucas, Director of Marketing with the Children's Museum of Atlanta. Stacy, great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we sure appreciate that rating and review. So on behalf of today's guests, Stacy Lucas, my co-host Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.